Packers all the time.
He was a field-tilting player, and the reason why Gabe and many others are so concerned is that this guy's on the field, he changes the offensive dynamic. They are a different offense when he is there.
Okay, most of the time.
You know, Homer calls Matt LaFleur soft all the time. Matt LaFleur is like Vince Lombardi compared to me.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Don't mind me, just over here filling out my state map. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I got 6 left. But I got to take a break. Get to Jason Wilde. Good morning, Jason. How are you doing today?
Do you have New Hampshire yet?
Yeah.
Live free or die, Jason.
That's what I've heard. Yeah.
You bozo. I'm working through the Wyoming, Colorado, Kansas, Nebraska area right now. That's what I'm trying to, doing one of those.
That can be tricky.
It is a little tricky. I think it's a little tricky. The guys made fun of me. They're like, one is a square and one is a rectangle. I was like, okay. Jason, so the tush push yesterday does not get passed, but that seemed to be kind of the side story. It got very loud. There were some phrases thrown out there that we can't even say on the radio. A Kelsey showed up. What was your reaction to what went down yesterday regarding the tush push?
The Packers should have never agreed to be the sacrificial lamb.
Great call. Great call.
Like, I just don't, like, I understand why the league wanted them. And I don't know if people saw this, but the team president of the Lions actually said publicly, on the record, that Troy Vincent had come to him about that reseeding proposal where you didn't have to necessarily win your division to get a top four seed if you had a better record than a division winner. He flat out, he said the quiet part out loud and said, yeah, the league approached us and asked if we wanted to partner in a proposal. Now, that did not have enough votes to pass, so they pulled it at the meeting yesterday in suburban Minneapolis. They did not do the same for the Packers' proposal about the tush push, and then it promptly lost. It won, but it lost. I love the Eagles, by the way, with their victory laps. There were 22 teams who voted to abolish it. They just didn't get the 24 they needed to truly get rid of it. So I thought that this was poorly handled, but if I was the Packers, I'd be pissed. Like, I would just be like, look, you guys, you put us in this position. Now they're going to come, and look, they're not going to win or lose the game on November 10th on Monday Night Football based on the fact that they proposed the tush push. But they just, why they had to have their name attached to it, I understand the reasoning that they don't have an owner and Murphy's retiring, and, you know, that it prevented their from being a, you know, big argument between Jeffrey Lurie and a specific owner whose team would have presented it. But the bottom line is that they put the Packers in position to fail, and that's what the proposal did, fail.
Jason, I was on with Homer yesterday, and Homer floated the idea that the Packers owed Goodell something for bringing the draft to Green Bay. Do you think that's a possibility or no?
Yeah, he floated that to me too. I mean, maybe it's part of the whole stew, right? Hey, you know, because look, Roger Goodell, as I've said to you guys before and others, like he's asked Murphy to float ideas before, right? Like at one point, he was the one who floated the idea of fewer preseason games. And then he suggested the model of 16 regular season and only 2 preseason. Then it was the 17 and, well, if we can just be at 20, like when they started working on getting the 17th game, Mark Murphy was the guy who was front and center putting that stuff out there for people to react to. It's kind of like the old Life cereal commercials. Give it to Mikey. When it comes to ideas, it's, hey, give it to Murphy. See how people react, because you know he's going to say something publicly anyway, so we might as well just tell him to say something publicly. So, yeah, maybe that's part of it. I didn't, as I sometimes do with other Homer ideas, I did not dismiss it immediately out of hand. So there might be something to that, sure.
But But is that going to continue with Murphy on his way out and Policy coming in?
Great question. If I'm Ed Policy, I'm like, I'm not your Huckleberry. I'm not doing this. I just saw what happened to us with this tush push business. You know, find somebody else. Ask Jacksonville, right?
Nobody cares about Jacksonville.
Who's that rookie GM down in Jacksonville? Let's hoodwink him. Let's always make sure Jacksonville brings these proposals anymore. What are they going to say? No, they're barely in the league. They're on the verge of being relegated. So I don't know. That's a great question, Gabe. If I'm Ed Policy, though, I would have a policy that I wasn't going to do this anymore.
Jason, do you think that the Packers will implement the tush push into their offense a little bit more now that it is legal for another year?
So I don't like they have their own version, right? They motion Tucker Kraft, who clearly has better hands than Chewy, because Lord knows Holmgren would have never put him under center, into that spot. But
can you imagine that, Chew?
What's that?
You and Frank running the tush push, Brett motion behind you.
The smell,
Favre,
no.
Your butt behind
you. No, I'm out.
I'm sorry, Jason.
No, it's okay. It's great imagery. Dazzling detail, some might say, but they have their version, right, with Tucker Kraft. But what I think is important to note is that they don't utilize like Josh Jacobs and Jordan Love then shoving his butt forward trying to get the first down. Now, he was perfect last year. I think including playoffs, he was 6 for 6. So it's been effective for them. I still think that this thing is on borrowed time. Like, you get 22 votes. Next year, they're going to have some sort of, you know, medical information. I think they, you know, having the, again, did they ask the Packers to rewrite the language right before they voted again, right? I thought that was odd. It's just ham-handed how this whole thing was handled. They said that there was a greater risk of injury, but they had no evidence to back it up. There was no proof of it because it's not used so frequently that they'd be able to use it. Then, like you said, Jason Kelsey coming, like this is Capitol Hill with lobbyists coming in. It's just, what a weird deal. And then, the Eagles, like, I've never seen a team's social media department go overboard. They did like 10 memes on winning this vote that they lost 22-10. And then they put up, did you guys see this on YouTube? They put up a 26-minute montage of all their successful tush pushes. Like, I don't understand. Like, this idea that this is, you know, they're so, and again, I do not feel comfortable quoting Jeffrey Lurie on our airwaves, but the comparison he made to having this play that's unstoppable, I just thought this was a bad look for the league, and the Packers were front and center, and I thought unfairly.
Jason, is this NFL flag football Olympics going to be a complete joke? I mean, who's the comp? I had a brother that's 3 years older than I am, that when he was like 24, he'd play against 10-year-olds and dominate and go, yeah, in your face. Like, who's the competition? I mean, really?
Well, not 10-year-olds, but yeah, because that would really be something. Look, I don't know how this will ultimately shake out, right? Didn't they, correct me if I'm wrong, Jen, but they had a rule that you can only send one player from each team. Was like the compromise of getting NFL players involved. I don't know. It seems that the players are very excited about this idea. That's the impression that I get, but I don't know. Like, do we find when they play flag football at the Pro Bowl, is that good television? Like, do fans like it? I mean, enough fans do, Jason.
Because, I mean, it's not a typical NFL number that, you know, in terms of television ratings, but still draws enough fans.
Why am I watching? It's on TV.
Not yet.
Not yet. It actually is on TV at this point. So, yeah, it's a great question. I don't, you know, I was reading a story the other day about Brock Purdy and how he credits playing flag football for making him a good, fast decision maker from a young age. I know, obviously, Kurt Warner used to always tell the story about how his decision making was sped up because he played arena football. So I get that there are other versions of football that can be helpful to NFL players. I don't know if it goes the other way. I mean, obviously, these guys are the top flight players in the game, but I don't know. I don't know anything about, like, is this going to be like when they first put together the Dream Team?
I think it's going to be worse. I think it'll be worse. I mean, who are they going to play? You know?
Yeah.
We're playing Taiwan. Woo! 5'2", 106 pounds. I mean, what are we doing?
Nothing I would have said would have been as funny as that. So, I will just say this. I am eager to see how it plays out, and I am extremely eager to see if the Packers have a player on this team. That does interest me. I'd be lying if I said it didn't.
Jason, some of these details that came out about the Tush Push meeting just have me chuckling to myself. The fact that Jeffrey Lurie apparently talked for an hour to try to plead his case, which apparently ended up working because they didn't get enough votes.
Well, but who is the guy who said, like, are you done talking?
Yeah, Jed York. Any more bleep you have to say? But Jason, is there any seemingly mundane thing that you could talk an hour about?
No. I mean, let's be honest. I'm guessing there's plenty of people that think that I do that on a regular basis when I'm asking questions or hosting our show.
No, that was funny.
but I don't think mundane. No, this is, again,
this is a 1 yard play that Jeffrey Lurie just went in and talked an hour about for a 1 yard play.
Yeah. And he obviously is very proud of it, right? Like, I don't think he designed it. But it's his team that runs it. It's unstoppable. Although the Packers did stop it. I think they've stopped it twice over the years that they've been doing it. In fact, if I remember correctly from that playoff game, I mean, they got it on the subsequent play, so it's not that big of a deal. But I think the picture that they posted with the push on snarky remark, I think the Packers actually stopped that one and then got beat on it
that
on
is
the
correct.
Second time. So
that is correct.
So I'm happy for the Eagles because, gosh, you know, they celebrated this like they celebrated winning the Super Bowl. So I guess it really matters a lot to them. I think it's on borrowed time. And I think not only was it a bad look for the league to put the Packers in this spot, but I think ultimately a year from now when they go to the NFL meetings in March, wherever they are, that it's going to get voted out. Like how often do you remember a time when the league wanted something abolished or gotten rid of or changed and it didn't ultimately happen? They always get their way. The house always wins, and they will eventually get rid of this play. But I do wonder if they just eliminated the shoving from behind.
Yes. Agree.
Is that all it would take? Because again, the Packers run their version without that. It's very effective.
Well, like, without the shoving from behind, Jason, it's just a quarterback sneak.
Right. Exactly. I mean, that's my point. Is that why is this such an like maybe they just execute their quarterback sneaks better, and they have a quarterback who's sturdy enough to be behind that gigantic offensive line and be effective. Like, again, do we think Jordan Love, and this is not a knock on Jordan at all, but he is not the same build as Jalen Hurts. Like, this is why the Packers designed the Tucker Kraft, you know, the tight end sneak, right? Because,
yeah, because
they
Love's
don't
dainty.
Feel like they're, right.
No, he's not dainty. All right.
I think he's dainty.
Not the word I would have used. Personally,
Chewy keeps using that word to describe Jordan Love.
But Jason, he's closer to dainty than sturdy. Would you agree?
I hate it when you do this to me. Yeah.
He's closer to dainty than sturdy? Is that what the inquiry was?
Yes.
So on the spectrum,
yes.
Jordan Love is closer to dainty than sturdy, according to you.
Would you agree? Put it on the poll.
Jason, we have already asked our loyal listeners, is dainty for a quarterback a compliment? That was a resounding no, just so you know, in case you weren't sure.
How many people voted yes?
Not many.
So that's why we say stop taking them
9%
out.
9%, and I took it as a win.
Jason, before we let you go, how confident are you that you could name all 50 states on a map? If we gave you a blank map, how confident are you that you'd be able to fill?
How much time do I get? Do I get all the commercial breaks?
Yeah. I mean,
I think I could. I am fairly confident I could do that, yes. Now, give me a world map, and I'm in a lot more trouble.
Oh, me too. Absolutely. Geography is not my strong suit. But I was telling the guys that when I was in New York on Tuesday, a gentleman asked me where I was from. I said, Wisconsin. And he said, where's that? And I thought, well, okay, Wisconsin is tough. Sometimes people confuse it with Michigan. I said, well, it's right above Illinois. And he said, where's that?
And he said, where's that?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Well, you looked great. I can't remember where I was. I walked into some restaurant or something, and there you were on around the horn. And so I stopped. And, of course, it had no sound. I don't know why they put those shows on in restaurants, and then you can't hear them. It is a debate show. The whole point is what you're saying.
Well, and if nothing else, Jason, and this is one of my, like, I will die on this hill. If nothing else, put up closed caption. If it's a bar or a restaurant and you have a sports show on, a conversation show, the very least you can do, the bare minimum, is closed captions.
Couldn't agree more.
All right, Jason, we appreciate you hanging out with us. We will take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, and we will check out the maps and see how we did on filling out.
I've got Chewy's graded. Are you done with yours?
So I'm missing one state. I've counted this thing 3 times, and it's 49 every time. So I got to go back one more time and figure out what state.
All right, your assignment's due by the end of the commercial break.
All right, sounds good. We'll be right back after this.
Taste what all the screaming is about with a buy one, get one sale at Pick and Save and Metro Market stores. It is going on through May 27th. Scream at Sicilian, known for tons of toppings and that buttery, stone-fired crust. So it's the perfect time to stock on your freezers for your screaming favorites with a BOGO sale. Buy one, get one. Scream at Sicilian at Pick and Save and Metro Market stores. Stock up this Memorial Day weekend with your favorite Scream at Sicilian. Again, buy one, get one, going on through the 27th at Pick and Save and Metro Market stores.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Hey, everyone who I let try borscht likes it. They don't love it, but it's a liver.
What an endorsement.
This is your pitch.
But hold on.
Hey, Jen, like, guys, good luck. I don't even have to talk anymore.
On 94.5 ESPN.